Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
For the past 2 years, I've been secretly recording my boyfriend.
What a donkey, Oliver.
Now, after 100 episodes, he's found out.
I secretly recorded my boyfriend. Now it's a podcast. Me.
Hear this whole saga come to a climax from Wednesday, 26th of August.
So how long has this been going on for?
Search I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never even heard of a bleeding podcast, Joma.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on Earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or maybe planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World, or maybe you're just living in fantasy land. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Every week, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, Amy Lou tells us about her favourite Disney resort.
It had like a cocktail bar sort of immersed in the water, and it had a really lovely sort of holiday feel in that resort.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting the latest news from the parks, and loads of top tips to give you the best time ever. And make sure you keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we are at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on Earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. We'll answer your questions or do our best to answer the questions every week on the podcast. So if you've got anything you want to know when it comes to Walt Disney World planning, send me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Michael, as an avid podcast listener, Andy, but I've never been to Walt Disney World, brackets, I'd love to come on the podcast one day. We're looking for our first trip, but now do you think we should wait till next year or wait till 2022, given the current situation? Do you know what? I just want to get back to Walt Disney World as soon as possible. But I would say this, if you are somebody who's going for the first time, I wouldn't look at going this year, definitely not this year. I would really wonder about going next year, unless you're really thinking about the end of next year. Then maybe, but I think I would look at 2022 just to be on the safe side. There will be nothing worse than not having that full Walt Disney World experience for your first time. You really want that full experience. And even if it's just things like, you know, they've not brought back all the shows or all the parades, anything that would be missing wouldn't give you that full experience that you would want for a first time. So I would say, and I know it's a long time to wait, but I think I would look at going in 2022, but I say only for a first timer. I think if it's, you know, you're a repeat offender like many of us, then yeah, probably not even this year, probably next year, just to be on the safe side. Susan wants to know about Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Andy, we've never been. We were contemplating doing it this year, but now we're thinking about rescheduling a holiday for next year. We'd like to coincide with one of the Halloween parties. When would be the best time to go to avoid the heat? The Halloween parties would actually be on now. They'd start usually at the beginning of August. So August, September is really hot and hurricane season. October is kind of when you get into Halloween. So if you want to be in that full Halloween spirit, maybe the October half-term holidays, if you've got kids, half-term holidays, or going for actual Halloween, on actual Halloween night, because I've been on actual Halloween night, it does get crazy, crazy busy. But not that bad. I didn't think it was that bad. I wouldn't be put off going on actual Halloween if you wanted that full experience. But when next year's tickets do go on sale, you've got to be quick if you want to go on actual Halloween. But maybe end of October, temperatures are cooling quite a little bit and you're getting that full Halloween experience. And as I always say, if you want to combine Halloween with Christmas, If you go right at the very, very end to the last Halloween party, you can usually, at the beginning of the Christmas parties, get the first one in there as well. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. Want to be a podcast guest? Give me a shout. Same place, like this week's guest, Amy Lou. So tell me then, why do you love Walt Disney World so much?
I love Walt Disney World because I think it is the happiest... It is the happiest place on earth, and you're just able to, the second you get under that arch in Orlando, you just forget about the outside world and you can just immerse yourself in make-believe and magic for however long you go for. And I really think it's the one place you can go in the world where you don't think about any of the negativity in the news or anything else, and it's just complete escapism. So that is why I love it.
And there is a lot of negativity in the news in 2020. Which must be really strange. You know anybody who's been since it reopened or... Have you watched any vlogs?
I have seen, because I follow the Walt Disney World social media, and on Facebook I saw the workers there reopening and with all face masks on and saying, you know, come back, it is just as good. But I am sceptical. I just don't think you can have the same experience wearing a face covering in that heat, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you're going this time of year. Anybody who's been in like August will know. It's very hot over there.
It's very hot.
So we were discussing as well how many times that you've been. You say you've been about 8 times?
Yeah, so I went for the 8th time in November 2019. So, yeah, a lot has changed since I first went.
So when was the first time?
So the first time I went was 2003. So I would have been, I just turned 8. And yeah, it was just the most magical holiday ever. I think my mum and dad actually booked it, thinking, well, we've got to do it. We've got to tick the box and take our girls there whilst they're young. And then my dad, I think more than any of us, just absolutely fell in love with it. And then we went back, yeah, 7 times after that. So it's a very much loved thing in our family.
Yeah, perfect. The fact that your dad loved it, because obviously he's the one who's going to make the decisions on future family holidays.
Exactly. So he made a rod for his own back there.
Yeah, he got that Disney memory.
Exactly.
So what do you remember about the first time you went?
The heat. Definitely, for one. I remember that first feeling, and I'm sure a lot of people say this on this podcast, but walking down Main Street USA in the Magic Kingdom for the first time ever and just seeing that castle, especially when you're like a 4-foot little being, it was just the most amazing feeling. And I think one of the first days that we ever went, it's just before they open the Magic Kingdom, and the train goes past and all the characters come out and wave to you, and it's just that music and there's a smell in Disney World, mm-hmm. and I can just, it's just all the senses, I can just really remember it. So yeah, just magic at that age, and still now.
8's a really good age as well. That's a really good age to go.
Yeah, you remember it all.
Yeah.
I do sometimes wonder, I mean, you know, fair play to anybody that takes their babies, but I do think, gosh, are they really going to remember this at, you know, 2 years old or younger?
We all have that first time memory that you've got.
Yeah, exactly. And we stayed in All Star Movies on our first time there, and I just remember walking into the hotel, and it was like a hotel I've never seen before, because it has stars everywhere and these giant statues of Woody from Toy Story and Pluto, and it was just, yeah, it was just absolutely magical.
Yeah, it's a larger than life resort, isn't it? All-Star
Movies. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Totally. So from the times you've been, for the 8 times you've been, have you got a standout favourite memory?
I think actually one of my favourite memories is the trip that we just went on back in November 2019, because we've always gone in the summer months, so we've always gone in either July, August and September. And to go at that time of year, and also we hadn't been for 4 years, so there was a really big gap.
Yeah.
And to go in November time, when there was obviously Mickey's Christmas party and all that, just to see the castle at night time and everyone going around in Disney Christmas jumpers, it was just a really amazing memory to remember and look back on.
The fake snow. I love the fake snow.
Oh, the fake snow. Yes, the fake snow and the free cookies and hot chocolate. I mean, what can you not love about that?
That Christmas party is brilliant. Although I do also like Hollywood Studios at Christmas, because they also have fake snow, but they also have the hot chocolate that's got booze in it.
Yeah. And also what I love about what we loved about Hollywood Studios at Christmas time was they do that projection on the Tower of Terror, all the gingerbread sticks, and
yeah,
like they project all the films. It's so clever. Absolutely loved it.
So let's talk about some of your favorite things at Walt Disney World. You can have one favorite attraction.
That is tough. Okay, I would say my favorite attraction, I'm going to go old school. I actually think one of my favourite attractions is Dinosaur in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, right.
Just because it's never changed. I remember the first time I went on it, and it's still just so good. And that dinosaur that catches me at every photo op, every time, I always miss him, and he comes at me, and it scares me. But I don't know, it's just the whole feel of that ride, the build-up, and yeah, it just doesn't seem to get old.
We're not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
But
we always make
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We always do.
We're here. We've made it.
But also the smell when you're queuing up for that ride. And yeah, I remember being really scared of it when I was that little 8-year-old kid in 2003. But to go on it now and still love it, and my family love it just as much, I think that's why it holds a special place in my heart.
You do go through various stages on that ride. Like you say, you're getting the frightened of the dinosaur. But now I think I'm at the stage where it's just like really uncomfortable. Like, how much am I going to get battered around on this
exactly.
time?
Exactly, my neck's going to fall off.
Yeah. Feels like it gets worse every time as I get older.
Exactly, but I love when it say in the film just before, access granted, love it.
Let's talk about resorts then. So you stayed at All Star Movies. Have you got a particular favourite resort?
So we've stayed at the three All Stars, and we've also stayed at Port Orleans, Riverside, Old Key West, Caribbean Beach, which I remember really loving. Caribbean Beach I loved because it's got a really cool swimming pool, and when we went back, I can't remember what year it was, I think it was 2008, the pools were open really, really late, and they had like a cocktail bar sort of immersed in the water, and it had a really lovely sort of holiday feel in that resort. But I think my favourite has to be Animal Kingdom Lodge, which we stayed at the year just gone, and oh my goodness, we had a savannah view, so we had the giraffes all walking past our balcony, and it was just unreal.
So you've done all the resorts then?
Yeah, we've done a good few of them.
Yeah,
we've
worked your way around.
Yeah.
Of the All-Stars, of the three All-Stars, which are the value resorts, which is the best out of those three?
I'm going to say All-Star Movies because it was our first ever resort in Disney World. And I just remember it thinking, as you say, larger than life. And it was just amazing. But I did love All-Star Music as well, actually. Although my dad will argue it was up for renovation at the time, so he wasn't very happy with all the cranes and everything else around. But I think they're all brilliant, but All Star Movies is definitely my favourite.
That's the best one. Just in case anybody's currently thinking about staying there going, I don't know the difference
movies.
Between any of these.
Although sports is good because you don't have to wait so long on the transport. It's the first stop and first pickup. So if you're not feeling the buses, then maybe pick sports.
Go for the sports, which I think is the cheapest of the three, isn't it? There's not much difference between them. I think so.
Just a little bit cheaper,
Let's talk about food. Are you a bit of a Disney foodie?
Oh my goodness. Do not give me one choice because that's not fair.
Okay.
That's too much good stuff.
I'm going to ask you what your favourite restaurant is, but I mean, if you go off and list a few, then that's totally fine.
Our favourite go-to as a family, I feel like we just always go there and you can't go wrong, is Planet Hollywood in Disney Springs. And I've always gone for the LA lasagna because it's just a lasagna that I've never had before. It's just unbelievable. And I love the atmosphere in that restaurant with the big projection and looking at all the movie stuff.
Yeah. So what's in that lasagna then that makes it different to any normal lasagna?
Well, it's rolled up, stood up, and it's in breadcrumbs. So it's kind of stood upwards rather than laying flat. And it's just very fancy, isn't it? Because it's Planet Hollywood. But
yeah.
I think new discovery-wise, it would have to... Oh, there's three. Can I say three?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's do a quick break for the news. We'll do a quick news update. And then you can come back with your other top three Walt Disney World restaurants. A few little bits of news coming from us from Walt Disney World, Orlando, Florida. First up, there's a whole lot more Halloween merchandise for sale in the parks. I know, it's difficult. There's no Halloween parties. We can't really go to America at the minute to buy it, but some of it looks amazing. Some of the spirit jerseys and the Halloween Crocs. Yeah, not only the Haunted Mansion Crocs that we mentioned last week, there's now Disney Halloween Crocs for sale. Also as well, there is a new way to get a restaurant reservation over at Walt Disney World. You can now check in for a walk-up reservation on the My Disney Experience app. So rather than being in the parks and going to the restaurant and going, have you got a table, can we put on a standby list? You can actually now do that on the app. Meanwhile, because there are no nighttime spectaculars happening at Walt Disney World, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, over at Animal Kingdom, Rivers of Light isn't coming back. If you've seen some aerial projections of Hollywood Studios, you've seen that Fantasmic, the big lake where Fantasmic happens, has been drained at the minute. So hopefully they're just doing some routine maintenance work. Also, no nighttime spectacular at Magic Kingdom, but if you go to Walt Disney World, you can still watch Happily Ever After, the fireworks and projection show of the castle, because it's now streamed onto your TV in your resort room. So you can still go to Walt Disney World and watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks, but we can also watch that on YouTube. Interestingly, Happily Ever After might not be coming back, or it might be going away for a while, because it looks like there's a new nighttime spectacular being planned for Magic Kingdom. An application has been put in for construction work where the Magic Kingdom fireworks launch site is, which is actually behind the park. I know you think that the fireworks come from behind the castle. It's actually quite a way back from behind Magic Kingdom. The permit has been labelled Project Nugget. Huh? Nugget? Gold Nugget? 50th anniversary next year? Maybe some new fireworks? We'll have to wait and see. Also, a little bit closer to home, something we can do to scratch our Walt Disney World itch while we can't go at the minute. Yes, we can talk about it every Friday on the podcast. We can share each other's memories. But also, coming very soon to Disney Plus is a brand new series all about Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's actually called The Magic of Disney's Animal Kingdom. It starts streaming on Disney Plus from September the 25th. Brand new series that showcases how they look after the 5,000 animals or so, not just at Animal Kingdom, but Animal Kingdom Lodge and over at Epcot as well. So the Seas with Nemo and Friends is where you can see dolphins and manatees and things like that. So even though we can't go to Animal Kingdom, we can watch it and get some behind the scenes goss. So from the 25th of September, that's going to start streaming on Disney Plus. Any more news that's coming in between now and next Friday's podcast, we'll do the best to keep you updated. Check us out, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we're at PodMagical. Amy Lou is on the podcast this week. Now, you've already had your favourite family restaurant, Planet Hollywood, but you've got another three of your favourite restaurants. So what are they? No particular order.
So the Polynesian character breakfast at Ahana.
With Lilo and Stitch.
With Lilo and Stitch. I just thought the food there was so good, and all the refillable coffee and the tropical juice that they do. It was just a really lovely atmosphere in there. And also for character breakfast, it's 1900 Park. Is it a park fair at Grand Floridian?
Yeah.
With the Mad Hatter and Alice and Winnie the Pooh. Because, oh my goodness, what was it? It was like a cinnamon bun and a bread and butter pudding for breakfast.
Oh.
It was unbelievable. I couldn't walk around the parks all day, but it was so, so good. And then also Coral Reef in Epcot, where you have the views of the aquarium whilst you're sat down eating. And they do the most amazing cocktails there as well. So if you like your seafood, I recommend that's your number one choice.
I have never eaten there, you know, all the time. When we used to have the free dining plan, I used to go Coral Reef, should we go there? But then I always end up like going to somewhere like my favorites that I've been before. But
my sister, she actually worked at the UK Pavilion for a year, so she found out about all these little nuggets and gems, and we love our seafood in the family, so we thought we'd try somewhere new. And I wasn't sure, because I didn't even know if I was feeling like having seafood the night that we went, but I think it was probably one of my best meals out of the fortnight that we've been, so I do really recommend it. And there's so much to look at, obviously, with the aquarium right next to you whilst you're eating.
I love a good theme. And then we're more live fish swimming around as you're eating the mates.
And little sharks as well.
Yeah. And it's quite hidden away, isn't it, at the back of the sea pavilion? It's really tucked away, that restaurant.
It is. It's tucked away. I really didn't know what to expect, but when you go in, just as Disney do, they just make everything so magical. And it's a stunning restaurant. It's really lovely. And the staff, as always, are just so nice and friendly. So, yeah, I do really recommend that for seafood lovers.
Having been a number of times now over the last few years, is there anything that is no longer at Walt Disney World? Anything that you missed and gone, they shouldn't have got rid of that?
So, a few things, actually. I don't know if you went back in the earlier years, then they used to call extra magic hours E-nights. So the extra hours of the parks would only be to people that stayed in the Disney World resorts. So it just kind of felt like them extra magic hours just felt that a little bit more special. You kind of felt like, we stayed in Disney resorts, so we've sort of reaped the perks. And you could literally go on Splash Mountain and all the massive attractions for absolutely no queue time at all. But that's if I'm being really picky. But one thing we really miss as a family is the Liberty Tree when it was character dining, because I think it's still very much the same restaurant and the same vibe, same food, but it used to have a lovely character dining element to it, which isn't there anymore. Food wise, that's another one of my favorite restaurants, but we miss the character dining element to that.
I remember that. That was with Mickey and Minnie, and they were in like the colonial old.
Yeah, yeah, and Chip and Dale and all the classics.
Yeah, isn't the food quite similar to Garden Grill at Epcot? It's kind of like the carved turkey and like a Thanksgiving dinner, isn't it?
Yeah,
I suppose?
It is basically a glorified Thanksgiving dinner. The best stuffing and mac and cheese ever. But yeah, I do miss the character dining, because that was the first character dining experience we'd had at Disney World. So I think when we went back a few years later and they'd got rid of that element, it was like, that's a shame. But I guess everything's got to progress, hasn't it?
It has, it has. And talking about progressing, we usually talk about like your best tips or your advice when it comes to planning. Obviously, at the minute, there's no fast passes, as we mentioned, there's no dining plan. So when it comes to tips for Walt Disney World, even if it's just down to booking, have you got anything that you would always recommend?
So I'm lucky because my sister kind of takes on the planner role. But what it, I would just say for like the big attractions, like, Flights of Passage, Pandora in Animal Kingdom, do try and get that sort of thing. Do get up earlier in the morning to go on them sort of rides if you want to avoid, you know, the absolutely crazy queues and the heat at the same time. And also, yeah, I think... One thing I would say is like making the most of your resorts as well, because I think the resorts in Disney are like hotels. They're just the most amazing hotels with facilities. So I think trying to embrace all the things going on around your resort as well, because I sometimes feel like we do that for the very last day. We think, gosh, we haven't actually spent much time in our resort because there's so much to see. But try and embrace like the restaurants and things like that, I think, that's going on in your hotel.
Outside Disney, do you like to venture around Orlando? I suppose if your sisters work there, she might have had a few ideas of where to go. Is there anywhere else you'd like to go?
We do like to have a day or two at Universal because you've got to do Harry Potter, haven't you?
You've got
classic.
To.
And we've also visited Celebration Town, which is a really nice little different thing to do. I think that's where maybe Walt Disney used to spend time with family or something, or grew up for a bit. So that's a really nice place to go, and it's only down the road. But yeah, I think... in terms of Disney, though, we do tend to just love to stay and embrace Disney World as a whole. But yeah, got to do Harry Potter if you can.
And what about your guilty pleasure? Is there anything that you want to admit to our... Well, you know, we're all a big family here. We're all Walt Disney World fans. Is there anything you go, yeah, I really love that, actually. And a lot of people think it's really naff, but I love it.
Ooh, that is such a good question. What is naff that I love?
I mean, it could be walking around wearing ears, or you might have, you know, Mickey Mouse Crocs.
Oh, you have to wear ears. Oh, I have so many pairs of ears that I'm going to pass down to my children one day, because I actually hang them off my curtains at the moment because there's nowhere to put them. And I do really miss the pin trading. That's what I used to love. I don't think it's as big a thing anymore. That I don't know if I've completely misread that, but I used to love collecting pins and trading them with others.
Yeah, I think it's quite still a big thing, actually, the pin trading.
Oh,
although in the current situation, I think it's down to like an hour a day or something.
Yeah,
it's gone underground.
I didn't see much of it last year when we went, but maybe that was just me not spotting it. But guilty pleasure, I'd have to say as well, you can't go wrong with the Mickey ears ice cream with the, you know, the dark chocolate one.
Mm-hmm.
And getting that classic photo on Instagram right in front of the Tower of Terror or the castle.
Yeah, with
the
icon.
Got to be done. Yeah, you know.
It's got to be ears, ice cream, castle or the Tower of Terror or the Epcot ball, something like
exactly.
that. Tree of Life.
And, oh, another one I would say, and I mean, I think some people are critical of this show, but I absolutely love Mickey's PhilharMagic. That is if you're feeling really hot and you want to just cool down and watch something that's going to make you laugh, I think that's such a good show still. Absolutely love that.
I love that. It's the 3D film. As you say, if it's really hot, go inside. If it starts raining, go inside. It's a great all-weather attraction.
Exactly. And you get the lovely smell of the apple pie and, oh, it's brilliant. I still love that. I think it's really timeless.
So have you got another trip planned? Are you thinking about it at the minute?
Do you know, we haven't got anything planned at the moment, but I mean, I always go as a family, but I was actually listening to another podcast of yours and I'm quite tempted to maybe try a solo trip.
Okay.
Maybe like a 10-day solo trip just to go around the rides that you really want to do and explore the foods that maybe other people in your party don't want to all the time, and maybe just try Disney a bit differently. So maybe next year or in a few years time, getting a bit of a solo trip together.
So what you're saying is you're sick of your family now. So, Dad,
no.
Introduced me to Walt Disney World, but now I'm shake you off. I want to do stuff that you won't let me do, is what you're saying.
I mean, Mum and Dad can't hack the heat all the time these days. But no, I think it's just, I think a previous episode of this podcast, it was Jen, I think she said that it was just a completely different holiday doing it on your own.
Yeah.
So maybe giving that a whirl might switch it up.
Why not?
Why
and then
not?
Report back when you've been.
Absolutely, I'll come again on the podcast.
Definitely, when the world's all back to normal and we can start thinking about going again.
Listen,
it's been lovely chatting to you, and thank you for sharing your memories. And of course, now I've got to say this: have a magical day.
Thank you.
And don't forget, if you fancy coming on the podcast for a chat one week, talking about your love of Walt Disney World, even though we can't go, we can still talk about it. Just give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. Same place to go to keep up with the latest news and maybe any tips that pop up. Always finish the podcast with a top tip of the week. Andy's top tip of the week this week, when we go back to Walt Disney World, we're always talking about spending more time at the resort. Here's one thing you can do. Maybe you're not having a park day, or maybe you could do this at the resort you're staying at. Hidden Mickey scavenger hunts. A lot of the hotels have got hidden Mickeys everywhere, and some of them will send you on a scavenger hunt. I know Animal Kingdom Lodge does this, and a Wilderness Lodge does this. I think Boardwalk have got it as well. So if you just ask at front desk or ask at concierge, say, oh, I'm interested in doing the scavenger hunt, the hidden Mickey scavenger hunt. Doesn't cost you anything. Could keep you occupied for a couple of hours and make you explore a little bit more the depths of some of the resorts looking for those hidden Mickeys. So check out hidden Mickey scavenger hunts in some of the Walt Disney World resorts. That's this week's top tip of the week this week. We'll be back next week with a brand new podcast. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss it. We'd love you as well if you could give us a 5-star review, especially on Apple Podcasts. If you could do that, we will love you forever. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.